Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The holiday weekend, Labor Day. That's why we're not the voice of Chicago or Chicago's very own or celebrating 100 years this weekend. This is the voice of labor.
Aww.
And Dean Richards Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
I was on the Voice of Labor for a few years.
Well, WCFL's not around, so I figure I can steal that.
Yeah, you can steal that, yeah.
And they were owned by the Chicago Federation of Labor, right?
They were right down the hall.
Right
down the hall. All the
Are they still here? Are they going to sue me?
I'm sure you're in trouble with somebody.
Let's talk about big changes at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they dropped a few of their cast members yesterday. Probably most significant because she has Chicago ties. Melissa Villaseñor was one of their really primary players. Is going to be saying goodbye to the show. Also, Alex Moffat, who did a lot of the recurring characters.
He grew up in the North Shore suburbs, didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of the cast members on SNL have Chicago roots or ties or connections, mostly because of Second City, but some, like Alex, grew up here. And the cast member, Aristotle Athari, who, even though I've looked at his picture 100 times, I don't recognize him. He also is one of the cast members.
They have a lot of players.
They have too many to keep track of. That on top of Pete Davidson now leaving the show, Kate McKinnon now leaving the show. So when SNL comes back, I think it's in October, they are going to be, it's a very definite look for the show when they come back.
Let's talk about Tiffany Haddish responding to those sexual abuse claims.
Yeah, there were some allegations that came out yesterday that not only Tiffany Haddish, but also comedian Ari Spears are being accused of child sexual abuse. The lawsuit alleges that they, quote, groomed and molested the plaintiffs, who were children, and that some of the incidents were recorded on video. But Tiffany Haddish's attorney came out yesterday and vehemently denied all of that, says they're bogus claims and that the person making these allegations have been trying to make these allegations against Tiffany Haddish for years now. And every time the matter has been dropped, and that Tiffany Haddish will not be shaken down, were his words on this whole thing. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about this, but allegations and denial, that's what's going on with all that today.
And we now know more about the estate of Anne Heche, don't we?
Yeah, well, we know that it's going to be a mess to settle. Anne Heche, who died following that horrible car crash, that she got trapped in a car that caught on fire. She suffered very severe burns, went into a coma, and pretty much stayed in a coma until they turned off life support, and she passed away. But the story this morning is that she passed away without a will. So now this leaves her family to, figure all of this out. You hear people say all the time, get your wills done, get your final affairs in order, because it's going to be a mess for those who survive you. Now, Anne Heche's 20-year-old son has filed court papers to be able to control her estate. And there are other family members who are involved, and this is just going to be a complete mess to settle. We don't know the value of Anne Heche's estate, but, it's just, who needs this after, losing a family member in such a horrific way to now have to go through all these legal proceedings? We've said it once, we've said it a million times. Get your will done. It's not a big deal. I mean, they even have form wills that you can do. We have many of our advertisers are attorneys that do exactly that sort of thing. So, and it, when possible, please leave Bob or I as your beneficiaries.
Would it be too much to ask?
Yeah. Get your will done and leave the money to us.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you don't want to face it, and it can get expensive sometimes, but you got to do it.
So worth
for
it,
the
yeah.
people you leave behind.
Yep.
Dean, what set Kanye West off this time?
Boy, that's a good question, but he got into a mega battle with his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. He started tweeting about where their kids are going to school. He wanted the kids currently go to a very elite private school in Los Angeles. He wanted them to go to a school that he founded. It's named after his mother, the Donda Academy, but he's mad that Kim is making all the decisions for the children. He's mad that he's the father and he has no say-so in anything. He's even going so far as to say that she's making all the decisions because she's half white. For some reason, he also added to all of his messages that he has a porn addiction, which he feels is another reason that Kim is excluding him from making decisions. I mean, it's just text after text after text of just one outrageous thing after another. All playing out in public like this. I mean, someone needs to take his phone away at some point.
Yeah, really? Well, let's see. We may get a period of rain Saturday afternoon, so that would be a good time to go to a $3 movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Tomorrow is National Cinema Day, as has been decreed by theater owners all over the country. 3,000 theaters are going to offer a $3 ticket to get into the theaters as a way of saying thank you for coming back to the theaters in the first place. If you go to nationalcinemaday.org, you can find theaters that are near you. Most of the major chains are participating in this, the theater chains. Many of the independent theaters are also participating in this. So if you go to nationalcinemaday.org, you can find out where you can get the $3 ticket. You know, no. Once you get inside the theater for $3, you're still going to pay $57 for a bucket of popcorn. In some places are offering discounts on concessions also. But
yeah, get to the National Popcorn Institute. Maybe they can have a day
yeah.
for us too.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. But in terms of new movies, there's one really that's opening this weekend called "Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul." It is a mockumentary that stars Sterling K. Brown and Regina Hall, two super award-winning, talented actors who play the a pastor of a Southern Baptist megachurch and is over the top, first lady of the church, his wife. The church is hit by a sexual misconduct scandal, and he's trying to build his reputation and rebuild his congregation. It's, you know, at the core of this, this is a story about excess and hypocrisy. But it's a comedy as well. It's definitely a satire. And Sterling K. Brown and especially Regina Hall are just so great in this. I gave it a Dean's List B. It is both in theaters and also streaming on the Peacock platform.
And as far as things to do, and it mostly will be nice out, so what do we got going?
Yeah, how about some outdoor concerts? Emmylou Harris and Mary Chapin Carpenter are at Ravinia tonight. Sunday at Ravinia, the great Diana Ross will be performing new music and also her classics. That's Sunday at Ravinia. Tonight at the Allstate Arena, Michael Bublé is going to be performing. Tickets are still available for that show. The Lumineers are at Wrigley Field on Saturday, and the German metal rockers Rammstein playing at Soldier Field. That's also going to be on Saturday. If you're a reggae fan, Daddy Yankees at the Allstate Arena, singer Fantasia performing at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, and some 80s memories, the Totally 80s Fest, as it's being called, at the Des Plaines Theater, featuring the Motels, When in Rome 2, and Bow Wow Wow. We've got the Chicago Jazz Festival that's going on, both in Millennium Park, but also in a lot of the neighborhoods. And they've got a great lineup of you know, jazz artists that are coming in. That's going to be going on through Sunday. There is the North Coast Music Festival at SeatGeek Stadium in Bridgeview with literally hundreds of bands and DJs all performing. We've also got Taste of Polonia at the Copernicus Center going on through Monday, the 29th annual Fiesta Boricua, Saturday and Sunday, Division in California. It wouldn't be a weekend report if I didn't have someplace where you could get feta cheese. Lincoln Square Greek Fest is going on at the St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church. The summer festivals at the Greek Orthodox churches are so much fun and delicious food. This is basically fostering California, 2727 West Winona, and that's going on through Sunday. And don't forget that Bike the Drive is this weekend on the DuSable Lakeshore Drive. It starts Sunday morning at 6:30, goes till 10:30. They completely shut down Lakeshore Drive, so you can get out there on your bikes. And I've never done it, but people tell me it's you know, it's so spectacular to be out there, and it's nice and quiet because there's no motors to make noise and cars to make noise. So, plenty to do for the weekend, for the holiday weekend. I have like a kind of a impulse reaction because I co-hosted the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon for so many years. I want to get on a, you know, put my tuxedo on and go down to the Hyatt Regency Hotel where we did the Jerry Lewis Telethon for so many years down there. But turns out the last few years I'm down there by myself in my tuxedo.
Well, you can put it on when you're on the radio. By the way, Dave wholeheartedly endorses Bike the Drive.
Well, I think I've been on with you, Dean, from the Bike the Drive.
Oh,
before.
Yeah. Are you doing it this year?
I'm not doing it this year for...
Lazy.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Guilty as charged.
He's still got jet lag from Ireland.
Yes.
Right. No, it's... But the overwhelming thing that people tell me from that is... It's eerily quiet on Lakeshore Drive because there's no vehicular traffic out there.
Get out and enjoy. Thank you, Dean. Have a good one.
See you Sunday.